Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip for, should know, it's my birthday week. It's Tuesday the 23rd of April. Yep, the old boy turns 48 on Friday. And what will I be doing? I'll be compiling odds for you lot. It's like compiling odds on steroids at the minute. Got football every day. We got football right through to Thursday. And then obviously the new week begins and... yeah, lots of big football ahead. Well done to Lincoln yesterday, Martin. Secured League 2. Got that done. A couple of huge games in League 1 tonight. Luton looking to get the job done against Doncaster. And, of course, midweek football with Tottenham in action tonight. Man City, Man United tomorrow. Or Man United, Man City, should I say. And when people want to talk about numbers and emotion, betting... just looking at that Tottenham game tonight, Brighton, since they came up to the Premier League for the 17-18 season when they won promotion, they have played, just looking at the ultimate database, they've played away to top six, the top six. They've played 10 games. They've got Tottenham and Arsenal to come. Tottenham tonight, Arsenal next week. They've played 10 games. They've lost all 10. They've only scored in two of those games. Two goals, one against Man City last season, right at the death of the season, and one against United this season. Other than that, they've lost them all to nil. And yeah, I'm nervous, and they're going, Spurs got a good record in against bottom six sides, and for some reason I'm nervous when really it looks a shoe-in 1.3 shot. And that just shows you how your mental side compared to numbers in front of you can affect you in betting with emotion, because everything in me tells, everything numbers wise tell me Tottenham are an absolute shoo-in. But as a Spurs fan, particularly with what's developed over the weekend where we've lost to Man City but then seen United, Arsenal and Chelsea only pick up 1 point between them, just shows you how people betting with emotion have got no chance. So it is Tottenham Brighton tonight. As a fan, I'm absolutely nervous. Suggsy thinks we've nailed on, and the numbers do tell me that we are looking pretty good. And again, you see that Brighton get that draw at Wolves, and it just affects your mindset and your mentality. Or maybe there's nothing at all to tell me to back Brighton tonight. If you're looking at it from a betting point of view, you'd probably back Tottenham half-time, full-time, or Tottenham to win to nil, or Tottenham on the handicap. Or you can back them outright if you like 1.3 shots. But it just shows you, highlights, as I was trying to say, that people taking views on games often get distorted by their own feelings. I've had so many years of Tottenham letting me down that... I go into games like this thinking, oh, if they get 11 men behind the ball, it's going to be difficult. But nothing in their record tells me that they should be anything other than about 20-1 tonight. And Tottenham look a little bit of value. And there's another shoe in is obviously Liverpool against Huddersfield. 1.08 is still, for that's too big, later in the week. But yes, so that's it. Just sort of looking at the numbers, and the mindset was all I was trying to point out, that you've got to trust numbers and just bet on numbers as opposed to opinion. And unfortunately, people have far too much opinion. I'll cover the game tomorrow, Man City, Man United, but already, you read articles, listen to people. It is a derby and it'll be different, but there's nothing at the minute that could make me want to back Man United with anybody's money. They are miles behind the standard of Man City. People saying, oh, they won't play like they did at the weekend again. Why not? Why won't they? What, the players look to me like they've completely jacked it in. I think Mourinho thought they jacked it in earlier in the season. So why won't they? There's every chance they turn up tomorrow and don't put a shift in. The fans don't like that. The manager doesn't like that. But they don't look like a bunch who could put a shift in, to me. Somebody emailed me and said, why did I think Solskjaer was a bad appointment, which I mentioned a couple... When they got rid of Mourinho and they got him in, they had an absolute perfect run of fixtures. They put him in when he was playing the Huddersfields, Brightons, Cardiffs, this, that and the other. So he got off to a great start. Has he, when he's come up in a big game, produced the goods? No, people will say PSG. PSG battered them at Old Trafford, and PSG, very unlucky with that handball. I don't, you know, the handball rule is one that people will debate until they sort it out. We've got players now kicking it at players from a yard and then screaming handball. That's not handball. It's why the one last week, the Llorente one, wasn't handball. The one against PSG for me that gave United the penalty to qualify wasn't handball. The one Danny Rose gave away against Man City wasn't handball. You know, these players can't go in for challenges or jump out the way. You have to use your arms to jump. They're not deliberately putting their hand out to stop the ball. You know, and if they are, they're particularly skilled at it. But I just didn't think in either of those games they were brilliant getting back to United. And I can't see, I mean, it's a derby and anything can happen, but I can't see either Liverpool or Man City dropping a point on the running. And you know how my predictions go, and it may well be that one of them has a hiccup, and this may well be the game, but at the minute I can't see either of those dropping a point. It'll be interesting to see. Anyway, I'm waffling on. Let's get into today. Today we have got some place horses. I have got four for you, starting in the 3:45. Oh, sorry, no, I'm lying. I've got one for you. The other three don't qualify. They're not right. Sorry about that. No, I've got one in the 3:45 at Sedgefield. Marmate Bob. 3:45 Sedgefield. Marmate Bob is the place horse for today. On the football front, I have got a couple of trades for you. In the Dutch Eredivisie, Heerenveen versus VVV Venlo is, if it gets to 25 minutes 0-0, laying under 0.5 first half goals, dripping it through sort of 25 minutes through to sort of 35 to 40 minutes, three drips I'll have there. If it is 0-0 at half time, I'll leave it. The being a Dutch game, the over 1.5 won't be an interest for me. So it literally is just the late first half goal there, Heerenveen versus Venlo. If it is 0-0, then late drips, 25 minutes onwards. And in Valladolid versus Girona in La Liga, backing over 2.5 goals. So sort of through the first 10 minutes of the match, so kick off through to 10 minutes, you know, in stages. Again, three bets if you like, one at kickoff, one at 5 minutes, one at 10 minutes, backing over 2.5 goals, and then if a goal goes in, removing liability first and then trading from there in the over 2.5 market. Valladolid versus Girona, so that's the two trades. The horse is Marmate Bob. I do think Tottenham are slight value tonight. I think that Doncaster will get the job done against Accrington, and I think Luton will get the job done against AFC Wimbledon. Wimbledon have shown a slight resurgence in away form, but Luton unbeaten at home this season, looking to wrap the title up and get that done. Been fantastic season for them. Simon Dennis will be leaping out of his chair. Good to see. I like seeing teams. I mean, Luton were a team that were around when I was a kid at the top tier of football with the likes of Ricky Hill and Brian Steen. So it's nice to see them making a bit of a comeback in the Championship football next season. Be good. So those two. And I will be back again tomorrow. I'm going to have a little prize of a seminar place for one of the seminars in May. We resume those in a couple of weeks. I'm not about a lot this week because it is my birthday on Friday and I've got family commitments and things to do. And I'm having a real trouble at the minute with my boy having exam meltdowns. Anybody knows any good counsellors, then please point them my way. Because he is in real trouble at the minute. And we have tried numerous therapists and things, but nothing seems to have worked at the moment. But anyway, that's another story. So, yes, enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully Tottenham do see off Brighton and set up after the weekend of those results. As I say, Arsenal not winning the South London derby, Chelsea not beating Burnley, United getting pasted, throw in Leicester getting a late equaliser at the Taxpayer Stadium. It's been, despite a couple of losses for Spurs against City, it's been a good week. So have a lovely What day are we on? It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yes, Tuesday. Sorry, I forgot all the Easter stuff. Have a lovely Tuesday, and I'll be back in the morning with probably some more horses, a bit of football. I'll have a look in more in-depth look at that Manchester Derby, which is obviously the game of the week. So yeah, have a great Tuesday, and I will be back with you tomorrow morning.